on Daf Mem Beis, the first column. Parshas Lech Lecha. Ulavincha oid tam adavar heitev. Let's delve into this further. Dina ha-Torah nikra bris. We find the Torah is called the covenant. Shenemar. Im loy bris yoyim avalayla, were it not for my covenant, day and night would cease to exist. U'kamoish bris ha-Odom. Just like when we're speaking about the bris within a human being, shugamkin Torah. K'mayisha amar ha-kosuv zayis ha-Torah Adam. The Rebbein Shalem calls the human being Torah. K'ay mishlema, why is he called a Torah? Because he is a structure, an entire structure, b'remach evarim mishasagidim with 248 limbs and 365 veins, k'minyan remach mitzvah saseh, u'shasa lois saseh. So the human being corresponds to the structure of Torah, and therefore the human being himself is called a Torah. V'al bris ha'adam, therefore we can learn things from the stature of man. So in the bris of the human being, chayfa ha'orla, the foreskin covers, shuhu ha'klipa ha'machasa ha'pri, it is the shell that covers the fruit. Yet, v'tzivanu Hashem Yisbarach b'mitzvahs mila u'priya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us with the mitzvah of mila and priya of cutting back the foreskin. Shu is galus ha'pri min ha'klipos ha'mechasa soisa. The chiyuv of the bris, the obligation is the revelation of the pri from the klipos that cover it. V'chol oid shleibo lidei is galus ha'bris. And as long as a person has not come to the revelation of the bris, lo nichnas adayin ligedesh yikari b'shem Yisrael kenoida, he has not come into a place where he can be called a Yisrael. He's not a full Yisrael. K'moikein tzorich kol bar Yisrael dekayim mitzvas mila. Similarly, it is incumbent, just as there is the bris in the physical, it's incumbent upon every Jew to fulfill the mitzvah of Mila, Haruchnias, the spiritual mitzvah of Mila, Im Hagufnias, along with the physical, meaning Shehi Milas Orlas Halev Minaklipais Hamechasois Achius Hakodesh Hashoichin Bekerev Lev Kol Ish Asher B'Shem Yisrael Yichuna. That is to say, that it is incumbent upon every Jew to fulfill the mitzvah of Mila, the spiritual mitzvah of Mila, which is to circumcise the foreskin of the heart from the klipos that cover it, that cover the chiyus, which dwells within the true chiyus, which dwells within every person who is called Yisrael. Lebal yikari olav ha-pasuk, so that the pasuk won't be said about him. Kichol ha-goyim arelim, v'chol beis Yisrael arleleiv. That the nations of the world are arelim, and beis Yisrael are arelim of the heart. They have stuffed hearts. So therefore the chiyuv is to be mal, to do a spiritual mila, to reveal the true chiyus of the Jew. Ki k'may shiksiv kasvama, where are we? Ki noida shalev hubris Torah. Now going further into the comparison between the Jew and Torah, the heart is the covenant of Torah. K'may shiksiv kasvama luach libecha. The Rebbein Shalom says, write these words on the luach, on the tablet of your heart. Now, just like in Torah itself, we find that there are two paths. There's the good path and the evil path. That the evil path is following the klipa that covers the true essence of Torah. And it's incumbent upon a person when he's learning Torah to break the shell. Ulifroyo uligalis apnimius ikra Torah, and to reveal the pnimius, the true inner depth of Torah, shenikra al shem bris. That's the Torah which is really the covenant. K'mayshama kosev amloibirisi. That's the covenant of Torah, shakavana bivadei al pnimius ha Torah. Clearly, that which is keeping the world going is Pnimius HaTorah, is the inner depth of Torah. A theme that we've seen now numerous times in Moronayim. Is kach tzorich ha'odom lizgal is ha'pnimius, shu kedushoso yizbarach shemoy ha'sheichem bekerev libish ha'odom. Just as the person needs to reveal the pnimius of Torah, a person needs to reveal the pnimius of kedusha within himself, and that is the kedusha of the Rebbeinu Shalem that dwells within every Jew. So he's constantly here creating a synergy between the human being and his approach to Torah. To the darga that a person reveals Pnimius HaTorah to that degree, will they have access to their neshama. And just as we do within ourselves, to that degree will we be able to relate to deeper levels of Torah. The Baal Yam Shichenu Hara, a person should reveal the godliness within him so that evil will not drag him. Shu Orla Salev Achar Roya Hamidis Vahavis Roy, so that the heart, the Orla, will not drag him by or through evil midis and inappropriate loves. Rachmona Litzlan, may Hashem save us. Shemitzido, it is from that Orla Salev Bo Ahavis HaTanugim V'Roya Midas. That's where self-indulgence and evil midas come from. Mulukai Mashamar Kosov. Rather to fulfill what the Pasuk says, Umaltimis Arlas Levavchem, you should circumcise the Arla of your heart. Shakavanu Hukach. Here we go. Umaltem. You should circumcise S. We know that S, oftentimes, he says, hu loshen im. S means with. She'im arlas haguf. Along with circumcising the arla of the body, timaylu gam levavchem. You should also circumcise the heart. V'zehu maltem es, pirish im, arlas gufnias, along with the arla of the body, gam levavchem arlas halev. We need to also rectify the arlas halev, lebal yikore b'shem aralev, so that not only will we not be called physical arelem, but that we shouldn't be called arele lev, as the Pasuk says, that Yisrael, base Yisrael, is called arele lev. How do we do this? Going back to the theme that he began with, that is by strengthening the midos that within us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to uplift all of the fallen midos mibchinis mitzarim, or mitzrayim, to lift them from their degraded state, from their confines, l'shorsham, to their source, l'mayla ka'om, as we've been discussing above. U'lebal yeitze shum mida mi'amidois, and not to allow any one of the character traits to go out michutz ligvul ha'gdusha, to go out from the boundaries of gdusha, bilti l'ashem levadi, unless it is for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. K'mesh omet avad ha'melech olav ha'sholem, like we say in davening, L'cho Hashem ha'gdul v'agvura v'atiferes v'anetzach v'yahoid. Shezeu kavonus l'cho Hashem. What David HaMelech is saying is this very thought. To you, Hashem, is ha'gdul. Kol amidos. All of the midos. Hein l'cho levadcha. They are only for you, Hashem, alone. Kinoida. As it is known. Ki yesh sheva midos. Elu shemona b'posuk zeh. There are the seven midos that the Pasuk here in Vayivarech David counts. V'chamisha mehem nikra midos. The first five are called character traits. Shem ahava, v'yira, v'tifores, v'nitzochen, v'hoidoya. Shehu, hoid, yudke. L'hoidoy shemei agodol. Hoidoya means hoid yudke, that is to thank, to praise Hashem. V'ashnayim, but the final two. Shem yisoid u'malchus. The final two midos of Yisoid and Malchus, Einam Nikroi midos. They are not referred to as midos. Kibchinis Yisoid hu anikri b'pasuk koil. In this pasuk, Yisoid, and it's often times referred to in Svarim HaKadoshim, the midah of Yisoid is called koil, all. K'mesham HaKosav, ki koil b'ashamayim uvaretz, Utargam Unklis on that pasuk, Yichol Bashamayim Varet, says Unklis Da'achid Bashamayim Varet, unifies heaven and earth. Kihu Hakoidel Kol Hamidus. Yisoid is a composite of all the Midas. Umiyachid Umikasher Kol Hamidus Ela Uvda. And its purpose, this is, by the way, this is a great, wonderful, defining explanation of these midas, by the way. If you ever, oftentimes people struggle to find a definition for these midas, here is really a great exposition on what these midas are. So, Yisoid becomes the bond, the bridge, to connect the midas el ha'uvda to action. Shehi ha'malchus, which is the final midah of Malchus, Pchinas Maisa. Malchus is when it comes into action to the physical world. K'mesh Amar Kosev, Lecha Hashem Hamam Locha. Like the Pasuk says, to you Hashem is Hamam Locha. Shalekach Nikra Uvda B'Shem Malchus. Why is action called Malchus? Kichol Oid Shalei Nigmero Uvda. Because as long as it hasn't, the process has not finished in action, and the midas have not come out in the form of action, it's still lacking. So if it was just in thought or just in speech, but it hasn't come out in the physical world, in maisa, so it's still lacking. Because through the midas and action, by unifying the midas, aydei bris, shubchinis yisoid hamiyachtam, by then running all the midas, and by unifying it then with yisoid, then nikre b'shem malchus al shem ha-shlemus, because of the completion, shenigmar hadavar b'miluoy v'tuvay, because this it has been finished in its fullness, b'li chisoren shum midu l'chutz chas v'shalom, without any diminution of any midah going outward. Al shem, and why is it called Malchus? He concludes the thought, Al shem klum chosem ebeis ha-melech. Because the statement of Chazal is anything lacking from the house of the king? Sha'am Malchus hu ha-mashlim u'uvda, because Malchus is the final touches, it's bringing it to perfection. When it finally comes down, when all the midas and all the character traits come down through Yisoid into action, at that point, it's klum chasam abeis ha-malchus, it's then that it's a complete and total unit. But v'chol zayadei b'chinas bris, all of this takes place through the concept of bris, shu b'chinas tzadik, shu iskashrus kol amidas toivois, Miruma Shemayim Vada Oretz Lavim Lo'ovda. This is bonding. The Tzaddik is the unifier. Tzaddik Yisoid Olam. He's the one who unifies all the good midas from the highest of heavens until the lowest place in earth. Lavim Lo'ovda, to bring them into action. K'meshet Targum Unklis. That's why Unklis says, An Koil B'Shemayim Vada, says Unklis, Da'achid B'Shemayim Vada. He unifies heaven and earth. K'meshet Isa B'Tikunim. Like the Tikkun Zohar writes, Yirakia hafoich rakia vatishkach ikev v'yaseide demerkavta. Ha! Get a load of that. Anybody who knows what that means, call me quick and tell me. Yirakia hafoich rakia, turn over the rakia vatishkach and you'll find the ikir and the yaseide of the merkava. Okay? Just in case we thought we had any idea what he was talking about, he sobers us up by throwing that in. So then the pasuk continues and says, "Vahamisnase," in the uplifting of every head. What does that mean? When can we finally say that we have elevated all of the midas to Hashem? That is a person who uplifts himself with all of his midas to elevate them all upward. And as long as the Arla, not just the physical Arla here, but he's talking about the Arla of the heart is on the bris. Ad shalei nisakno v'nitaru amidis. So as long as we're still partially uncircumcised, is ein be'ef shalove l'shum mida haguna v'ritzuyo l'fnei abayr yisparach me'achr shum nikra aral lev. We should understand that we can't bring anything, any mida, to its perfection because we're still called arele lev. Now, it's interesting because earlier, when he defined what the goal is, what are we trying, you know, in the case of the bris, so we know what we're trying to reveal. What is the goal to reveal here? I think it's very important that we go back and focus on the words he said earlier, that the goal of revelation within the person is to reveal the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence that dwells within the person. And the keeping out, I think at times, when we get involved in perfection of midas, we lose sight of what we're trying to preserve. We lose sight of what we're trying to reveal. And the Maharnai makes it very clear here that the goal of the spiritual mila is to reveal the godliness within man. And he's telling us here that the method to do it is by utilizing the midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us for exalted purposes. But provided, you know, again, it's not, I don't believe that anybody can say that this is an all or nothing, this is a lifelong mission of revelation. It's obviously, as long as we're alive, we're still revealing. But to the degree, again, as he said earlier, to the degree that a person has done this, so they're able to uplift the midas easier. It's almost like a catch. To me, it seems like it's almost a catch-22 situation, meaning to the degree that a person's in touch with their neshama, do they have an easier time revealing the midas and utilizing the midas for heavenly purposes? At the same time, you can't really uplift the midas unless a person has a very strong godly identity. He's talking about uplifting the midas, recognizing the source in the midas, and then using them for godly purposes. So you can't do that without the godly consciousness, but you can't really reveal the godly consciousness without perfecting the midas. So it's like a spiral. Okay, let's do another paragraph. Vigamba ha-Torah nikra bris. So similarly, when it comes to the study of Torah, which is also called the bris, so now we have three bris. You have the bris of the body, you have the bris of the heart, and now you have Torah. Is kishaloyim da kishuhu aralev. If a person learns Torah when they're still uncircumcised in the heart, is gam kenenim is galalei apnimius. He can't get into touch with the depth of Torah. Shesham ha'or legam ken choyf ala bris, because there too there's a foreskin that covers the Torah. Shem klipin darai, so they are called the shells of Torah. And the person cannot come through the Torah that he is learning in that mindset to be able to fulfill true Torah, which is the action that he mentioned above. He can't reach that final completion. Because to whatever degree is going on within him, kach gam ken lo yisgalas ha-Torah, as we've said earlier, that to the degree, wherever a person is, to that degree, is he able to reach the true depth of Torah. Ulechein, bihimoylai psara losai, arlas ha-lev, when he circumcises the psara arla, referring to the arla of the heart, umikasheres atzmoi, and he's able to bond himself, im kol hamidos lemaila, with all of his character above, le'avian le'uvda shuais, and to bring them then, as he said earlier, from the highest of places to the lowest of places, into the realm of action. Shiachnis kalamidis toivais be'a uvda, to bring all these midis into his action, the bal yetzi shumechanem lechutz, so that nothing goes outward, is azai ha-toira, ha-nikra bris, gam kenimol. So then the Torah, which is called the bris, is also revealed. V'nichras ha-klipoi, so the klipis of the Torah are peeled away, v'nizgale ha-toira shi'apnimius, and he's able to reveal the Torah, which is the pnimius. V'yesh le'tainig ruch nimin ha-toira, and he has a tremendous spiritual pleasure from Torah, he, from the Torah, he learns in that state of being. U'misayoi, and that Torah will guide him, will help him, u'madrichim will guide him, b'derech ha-shiyedach, by how to go. Ulavia yoyse v'yoyse, the de'kishra na'mais shuv, that'll perfect him greater and greater to greater perfection in the world of action. V'nisyachtu kalamidois, ayde ha-bris, b'pchines ha-uvda. So then, again, further promoting this cause, that all the midos through the bris, are connected to the world of action. V'choloid shi'elich tomid b'madregahi, and as long as a person continues to go deeper and deeper, yoyisif ha'imitz tainig ruchani, he will add tremendous strength of spiritual pleasure, l'hargish b'y b'avidosai, to sense it in his avodah. And then the person can merit to become a chariot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he will come to a level What's the definition of a Merkava? The definition of a Merkava is that a person can reach a level that he will not do anything unless the Rebbeinu Shleilim is veering him in that direction. Even if it's not relevant to a specific mitzvah or an avera, he is under the surveillance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he won't do anything unless it's the will of Hashem. Like the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hasus tofel l'roichev. The horse is a tofel, the secondary to the rider. V'ein ha-roichev tofel l'sus. The rider is not secondary to the horse. Just like the rider guides the horse, through the reins and the piece that's around his mouth, to whatever, wherever he wants to guide the horse, it will go. He can guide it. Kein ha-toira, so to toira. Bizgalus ha-bris. When a person learns it with the revelation of bris, Mata Uysa the Kavanas HaReichev, it will guide that person to the true intent of the Reichev. Who is the Reichev? Who is the writer? Shu'abayre Yisbarach HaShayr Olav. That is the creator of the world that dwells upon him. V'nasaleya Torah Keresen, and the Torah will become the reins, Shu'biyad HaReichev, that are in the hands of the writer. Haf, awesome, awesome imagery here of what Torah can do for a Jew. And then that person will merit the giving of the Torah. Then that person merits to be given a whole new level of Torah from above. This is the essence of what the world wants to call Das Torah, or what Chassidim called the Rebbe's Ruach HaKodesh. It was the point that this isn't something that's written in a Sefer. It's a intuitive knowledge, because the Tzaddik who's gone through this process is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My uncle, the doctor, shared a story with us about Rav Moshe Feinstein, his friend of the Baruch Hu, that he was dealing with a case in Pittsburgh of a young lady who was in a terrible, terrible depression. So my uncle told her that she was not allowed to have additional children. He was counseled with a Pesach. Anyway, the husband called in, and she was being treated for the depression. So the husband calls my uncle in hysteria that she discovered that she was expecting, and wanted to know if she can have an abortion. So my uncle said, look, I don't answer questions of that nature. We need to submit the question to Ramesha. So my uncle called Ramesha and described in his best description that he thought that this fetus was threatening this woman's life, and that she needed to have an abortion in order to save her life. So Ramesha said to my uncle, tell me, if she would have enough money to pay for full-time help, so she could sit until this kid is 2 years old with her feet up on the couch and not do anything, would she still be in a depression? So my uncle thought for a minute and said, no. So Ramosha said, so it's not the baby who's threatening her life, it's the money that's threatening her life. He said to my uncle, then you and I have an obligation to go out and raise the money so she can carry out this pregnancy. And he did. Ramosha went out and raised the money. But to my uncle, it was this message, that when you're so infused with Torah and so in touch with the desire of the Reichiv, that your thinking is totally taken over by the guidance of the Reichiv, and you think differently.